The 76-year-old, who's originally from Glasheen, began his journalism career as a teenager in the Cork Examiner before securing a position as a sub-editor with the Evening Echo. He hung up his boots last summer after 49 years as one of RTE's main sports pundits, where he covered 10 Olympic Games and 10 World Cups. Red FM Sport spoke to former Irish footballer Ronnie Whelan this morning before the news was confirmed, and he had this to say when asked about Bill's chemistry with his team of analysts, including John Giles, Eamon Dunphy and Liam Brady on RTE Sport.
Bill was great at throwing little bombs into the middle and then just sitting back and watching it explode. And he loved all that, Bill.
In an interview with Neil Prendeville just days ago, in what was likely one of his last interviews ever, the Cork man spoke about his decision to retire.
I miss it, but I don't miss it in a sense that I feel I've made a mistake or anything like that. I would have hated to have been in a situation where people would have said, "Oh, Hurley is losing it, it's time to change him." So I felt I was going to make the decision when I would go.
Following his retirement last year, RTE released a touching tribute to the broadcaster, where his colleagues, family, friends and those in the world of sports and politics had this to say about Bill.
Without Bill O'Herlihy, my life would have been very different.
Bill, I hope you have a great retirement. You deserve it. It's been a long while you've been at RTE. But I'll leave it there, so.
To another famous Bill and Hillary, we leave it there, so.
We love them all so much.
I just want to say I love you.
And it's only fitting to leave the Cork legend sign off with his trademark catchphrase.
I wish you continued success, but like the Skibbereen Eagle, I'll be keeping an eye on you. So we leave it there, so okie doke. Good night and God bless.
Lana O'Connor, Red FM News.